Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
I never gave up.
What's happening? I want to welcome you in to another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your host. I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your colleague. I'm whatever you want me to be, as long as it's a positive piece right here on the Greg Shell Show. We got an amazing show lined up for you today. Just excited to be alive, to give God the praise again. This is not a religious show. This is all about, you know, having the right relationship with God and understanding who you are through him that strengthens you. We want to welcome you in to the Greg Shell Show again. We've been, you know, taking a ride. The network itself, the main office in New York was under some technical difficulties, but we thank God that everything is clearing up right here on the Greg Shell Show. Of course, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I was able to reach out and find one of my old first people that first started with Greg Shell over a couple of decades ago. It's been, when I added it up, it's right at 14 years, from 10 to 24. So it's right at 14 years. I have life lessons. Life lessons, the professor. Professional. He's going to be on the line with us in just a short. He is an amazing puppeteer. He's a musician. He's a filmmaker, TV, all of that stuff. And I'm just so glad we was able to reconnect and get ready to do some amazing things that we are about to do in this new 2024 season. Of course, today we're brought to you on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. And you know, in regards to all of your staycation needs, we are connected with ExploreResorts.com. You can just go check out their prices, and because they have partnered, we have partnered together, we're able to give you some amazing prices on some amazing luxurious you know, staycation stays. Right now, we're offering you a 5-day, 4-night stay in Orlando, Miami. You can go to Daytona for the low price of $700. That includes, you know, the resort stay, as well as I'm going to give you 15 spots of airtime right here on the Greg Shell Show. That thing would normally be about $1,500. Go check out the site and see what those prices really look like. It's a 5-star resort, and that's what we're doing right here on the Greg Shell Show. We also brought to you by G2Zs, the hottest new shoe to take the world by storm. They're called G2Zs, made, handcrafted in Italy. And we're excited about that piece as well. So without further ado, of course, you know we got the brand new TV show, well, the brand new movie, In the Pastor's Study. It is coming to you. Yes, it is coming. This is the year for it. It is going to come and hang out with you. The hottest new trilogy. Not only is it a movie, it's a TV show, well, a TV series. The stage play, I'm really excited about that. And it's also a magazine coming at you in 2024. We got the new radio station, Trail Ride Radio. They asked me to be on one of the radio announcers over there. Really excited. So I got to learn how to put on a cowboy hat and skip and chew some grass or something. But, you know, it's the hottest new station for country western. For Southern Soul, I was introduced to Southern Soul, you know, music for your soul. Also, you know, blues. They got old school R&B, and of course, they got gospel. It's a one-stop shop. I mean, everything you need is in the palm of your hand. The podcast, I mean, you got, you know, your TV show idea for your new movie, your new sitcom, whatever it is. Everything can be watched over at TrailRideRadio.com. They're going to be doing the official launch party in June of this year with none other than Jeter Jones, who is the king. That's a word. He's the king of Trail Ride Music. And so we are excited about having him on this big concert event. Now, if you would like to be an advertiser or a sponsor with this, just reach out to us at 407-979-1102. And if you got a request, music request, we're definitely going to be able to handle that right here on the Greg Shell Show. Super excited. Let me go ahead and get my guest on the line. I am so excited to have him on the line. Such an amazing talent. He came in on the show, and I'm gonna let him explain everything to you. Let me go ahead and give him a big Greg Shell Show welcome. Let me clap him up as he comes. This is none other than Life Lessons. What's happening, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Let me clap you up.
Clap you up, man. I'm... Oh, as I walk up to the stage. Oh, my God. I walk up to the stage. Hey, look, man. Hey, somebody move these cables out the way so I don't trip. Give me. It's a lot of... It's stage shoes. It's stage shoes. I need somebody to move these cables. I don't want to fall down. I'm coming out of the back. What's going on, sir?
Hey, man. What's happening? Happy Monday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show, man. I'm just so elated. I mean, out of hundreds and hundreds of people that, you know, I was looking back through some old stuff, you know, stuff I had, and your name just stood up like a poster boy, because those puppies were just amazing to me, and I'm just so elated and excited to reconnect with you right here on my new platform. I want to welcome you in to the Greg Shell Show, and if you would, tell the world a little bit about who Life Lessons is in your own way, and let's just hang out, man. Let's hang out right here on the Greg Shell Show.
All right. Well, my name is Keith Lee. That's my government name, so if y'all want to go look it up, there ain't too many bad things on it. I am Life Lessons Learning Center, of course. That's the name of the puppet business. The Big Oak is the name of the actual show. We deal with our puppets on that end. Comedy is what I've been doing for a little bit on stage, and then, you know, I'm not very popular yet, but apparently the way I just got clapped on to this show, I'm guessing I'm standing in front of millions of people already and didn't even know it.
Better know it.
And now, so at any rate, we are, you know, that's Life Lessons Learning Center. You know, I'm not good at this sort of thing. I'm normally behind the scenes writing and, you know, mixing music and making tracks, and that's normally my deal. And, you know, so I thank God for my brother who, you know, has been consistent to remind me of who I am. You know, it's been, you know, we've had a couple of conversations even between the years where he'll call me and say, man, I want you on my show. I want you to, you know, then I'm always, I don't think I'm ready. But I think it's time, you know, that we really, you know, need to go forward in a lot of things that's happening with Life Lessons Learning Center. The entire show was put together in order to reiterate lessons, you know, good biblical, righteous lessons. And when I say biblical, I ain't talking about religious, you know,
right,
ideas. I'm talking about, you know, when people are in tune with the Father God. And we're not talking about, you know, the Father God of wrath. We're talking about the Father God of love who sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. And so we have this thing that in this generation today, they really need to know who God is. You know, when we talk about our Father, the reason that we're created, each and every one of us was created for a special reason. And that reason is not for wrath and destruction, but for blessings and to show in this existence how we matter, just like the atoms and the molecules and the hydrogen and the oxygen. You matter. And you weren't created for nothing. So that's kind of the idea of what comes with me when you talk to me. I want everybody to know you matter. Your opinion matters.
Feel good.
Even if it's wrong, it matters.
That's right.
At least we'll know what not to do.
That's right. Well, where we at, man? I know you out moving around. What city and state are you in right now? Because I know you're moving around. And like I told you on yesterday when we was in our private time, I was saying that big old truck you drive, you're going to be riding around on the road with your puppets. That, you know, that kind of way. God just using that as a vehicle to get you prepared for where he's taking you.
Yeah, amen. I believe that. Right now, I am in Little Canada, Minnesota. I didn't even know it was
Canada. Little Canada, Minnesota. Dang.
Yeah, man. For some reason, you know, I'm learning a lot about America.
Hey, that song go, when you're a world changer, you got to go all over the world.
You know what's so amazing is that a lot of times, I'm telling you this today, but a lot of times I think about this, that whatever I put my foot at, I own it.
Oh,
and it's
that's
amazing
what we're talking about.
Yes, sir, because I really believe that when God blesses you and he tells you whatever you put your foot, and I believe that every time I got out of this truck, in whatever city and state I was in, part of the places that I'm supposed to reach. And now I'm reaching little Canada. I didn't even know a little Canada exists. And
little
I believe
Canada.
That,
so,
know,
huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, you good? Good.
No. You was telling me about little Canada. I was, because I got me and my CFO and all of them, they're going to be, you know, hanging out with us today. The Greg Shell Show, man, I hadn't even officially put it out yet. We're going to put it out officially February the 24th. And we already right at like 160 listeners. You know what I'm saying? How are we at 160 listeners? And I hadn't even told anybody for real about it. You know what I mean? And we were just getting the preliminaries done. So, you know, ain't that amazing? What do you think about that?
Man, people are excited and ready. Sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, what happens with God is this. He'll tell you to go, but he already prepared the listeners. He needs you to be there. He needs you to show up because he already prepared them. Man, we need to hear this voice. We need to know what's going on here. So by the time he tells you, he already made the way.
But watch this. What he needs to know, because sometimes I tell people all the time that God's delay is not his denial. He has to get you prepared for where he's taking you. I'm going to play an artist that was featured on my show a couple times, just like you. And he's right now, he is moving up the charts at a rapid speed. And we're going to come back, y'all, with my brother, my friend Keith. Chief Life Lessons right here on the Greg Shell Show. But I'm going to play this song by one of the artists that were featured on the Greg Shell Show. Most of my artists that was on my show, they are doing very, very well. At this time, he has been nominated for two Rhythm of Gospels Award. He has already won two awards. And we're going to have him back on the show, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I'm sorry. His name is Darrell Thomas, and I want y'all to check out his song. It's called Thank You, and y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We're coming right back with the puppeteer, the one that's going to take the world by storm, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Here he is. His name is Darrell Thomas, and it's called Thank You, and y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
If you're riding your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on. Thank you.
Greg Shell Show. That was none other than Darrell Thomas. Darrell Thomas called Thank You, Lord. What you thought about that track right there, Life?
Hey, man, I do hot. I'm not even mad at that. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I'm going to tell you that. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. If you mad at that, you got the devil in you.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, and it makes me feel good because, you know, it started with, you know, with my humble beginning, you know what I mean? With me, you know, scraping the bottom, trying to, you know, put on something to help somebody. I've always been that type to always want to help, you know what I mean? You know, with little. God said with little, you know, little is much when it's placed in the master's hand. So, he scraped up his 125 too, man, and as a result, you know what I mean? You know, people know people, and people know people, and when you know God, he give you all the people. I'm telling you, man.
I said, I don't know if I can say this, but that did remind me of Trick Daddy, who said everybody knows somebody that knows somebody. The only good somebody to know is Jesus Christ, because he's the one that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
He know everybody. He's the one who created them. He's the potter. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful day here in Orlando, Florida. It's a little nippy outside. I'm in the inside, but you know, the clouds, the sky is beautiful, clouded, you know what I mean? It's about 47, 48 degrees right here in beautiful Orlando while you're on your morning commute. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. Let the world know a little bit about some of the struggles and challenges that you went through in regards to your, starting the puppet thing. Because, you know, when people hear certain things, they're like, the first thing they want to do is go ahead and shoot it down. But you got people that really has a passion for certain things. And I've always been a fan of the puppet show because I used to love to watch the Muppets. And the only thing they did was took the M off a puppet and made the Muppets. You know what I mean?
It's almost,
you know,
like
instead of the puppets, they call
them
the Muppets. But I used to love to watch that, the Muppet show. What was called, the Muppet show or the
like
puppet show? What was it called? But, you know, they had the Frog, Kermit, and all of that.
Yeah,
I love watching
that,
man. I couldn't wait to get on my TV to watch that. And then, you know, when I seen you and what you do, and then you sent over to me last night, man, I was just in awe. So if you would, go ahead and share the world, you know, because so many people think it's an easy ride. Just kind of like give them a little backlash on, you know, some of the challenges that you faced and how God can wait like he did with He did with Job. He allowed Job to go through all of that controversy. And then when it was time, because Job stayed steadfast to the promise that God promised him. He said, naked he came in the world, naked he going to leave. So he got blessed double in the end. So if you would, go ahead and share with the world someone that maybe have a dream or an ambition and they trying to get it to the next level and they done gave up on it, what would be some words of encouragement you will instill to them as you let them know some of the challenges that you faced along the way?
I appreciate that question. In technicality, you know, I do better when you ask me more questions along the way as I talk. But the person that I would relate to the most in understanding when God gives you something would be Abraham. Because the idea that he tells you you're going to be something and that something's going to happen, and it don't happen tomorrow. It don't happen next week. It don't happen a month from then. It don't happen 2 years down the road. And he gives this promise to a guy that is already past his prime. You know, he's 60 years old when he hears that he's going to have a son. And a lot of times, man, in life, we see ourselves as already done. In the rap community, you know, as a rapper, You're not supposed to be making a rap album at 60 years old. You're not supposed to be making a rap album at 40 years old. You do that. You understand what I'm saying? You do that when you're 20. You do that when you're 18. And everybody would say, obviously, you're not going to make it, right? But then, so when you look at Abraham, he's already past the prime of when you're supposed to be having kids. And God tells him, I'm going to give you a son. He's 60 years old when he hears this.
Correct.
He don't have the kid until he's 90.
Wow.
Now, when you talk about patience and understanding that God told you, this isn't nothing that you went to a church and the pastor was preaching a general message to everybody to make everybody feel good. We're not talking
and
about
to pay that
we're
money.
Talking about a month. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so this message is going to sound good. It's going to feel good. We're going to get you inside your pockets. We want you to do that. But we're not talking about that moment. We're talking about that moment when why you can't it to nobody, why you got to do this.
Correct.
And you have to. And it doesn't matter that right now everybody's going to say, no. That you're too past it. You should give it up. Get you a regular job. Become and join the world. Become like us. And give up. But then there's something inside of you that just keeps saying, I can't give this up. There's something, whether I don't care what it is. It could be starting a daycare, starting a food truck, starting a radio program, starting whatever it might be, whatever God has placed in your heart, you can't give that up, and it doesn't leave you. So even for time, it's just like, man, I don't even know what's happening with this puppet show. I'm a black man. I was my first hindrance. I remember that part of your question. I was my first hindrance. Black dude from the hood holding puppets? Come on, man. Come on, man. I got
secret
eyes,
right?
You know? Come on, man. How I'm going to walk up to dudes and tell them to respect me when I got a puppet in my hand? That don't work like that. And
yeah.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it at first. But once I did get it, and once it didn't matter what people said, and it didn't matter
That's
anymore, then God all
about.
Of a sudden started to do things, right? He started
Correct.
Making ways. He started forming things. And all of a sudden, I started thinking different. I didn't even know I could be what I am today as far as writing, as far as, you know, these sort of things. It was there. But I didn't focus on it because as a young black man, we don't focus on certain things. You know, raised, Pentecostal raised, I'm taught to read my Bible and I'm taught to obey my parents. So I listen, but we don't focus on what's your talents? You know, what are you? How to get you to that place? Now, I thank God for my upbringing. I didn't have a bad childhood. I tell people to this day, the only reason that I'm mad at my daddy is because the nigga don't know how to whip right.
Oh, dang.
If my daddy knew how to whip right, I could be Michael Jackson right now. So if
what
I
do you mean whip right? Tell me a little bit about that.
My daddy didn't beat me properly, sir.
Oh, he beat
if,
you.
If
he didn't beat
me
properly. Okay. I beat you wrong.
I should be Michael Jackson right now. If I had a daddy that know how to be a good daddy, like Joe Jackson, I should be a millionaire right now. It's a joke. I'm being.
I got where you're going. But watch this, because I want the world to know, y'all that's listening out there, y'all be on the lookout for this amazing talent. Chief Life Lessons, he has an amazing trajectory of puppets, and I'm actually going to take him on tour with this. When he's not physically there, he will be there virtually with his video component. And I'm really excited about it. I'm going to play another artist that I ran into. I love his music. I want you to tell me what you think about it, Keith. And, y'all, we're going to come back with Life Lessons right here on The Greg Shell Show. Keep your radios locked by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. He's called Colorado. The name of the song is called Colorado Country. And the name of the artist is GLT-E. And y'all hearing it first right here on The Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
I was riding down the road, I was by myself, feeling like I'm all alone and I can't get help. But I really gotta know, can you come and save me? Cause I'm on the road, it's driving me crazy. But baby, I really gotta know, do you feel how I do? Cause the way you got me feeling, feelings keep on flowing, they flowing like the ocean. But here's the thing, won't you with my last name? And I know it's a lie, just hope you feel the same. Cause I'm riding down the dirt road, yes I'm riding down a dirt road. And when I'm by myself, then my heart it feels so. Walking down this road, and I could really use some healing, but the world's so cold. Holding on to things that were precious, but all those things are lost. Thought the Lord just took away his blessings, but he really taught me how to do all the things I ever wanted to. Everything I ever seen, yeah, I know it's coming soon. And I thought I lost my way, then the Lord, he pulled me through. Jumped at first into a hole, did all that I felt I could. Cause I lost my way. Feeling like my name is Alice and the world is Neverland. Take it day by day. Finding my way in this world, doing all I fucking can.
To the Greg Shell Show. I've been riding down the dirt road too long.
what you talking about that right there?
I know you're a music producer and all that right there, man. He's out of Colorado, man. And then what I love about my show, we give artists, you know, independent artists that wouldn't normally have a platform to be seen and heard, because we're available in over 7 million households once we do the official launch, you know what I mean? What you thought about that track?
All right, so look. First of all, it was great. All right, let's say that. Let's get that off the chest. But it did remind me of a joke, so I can tell you. Now, you know what happens when you play country music backwards?
What?
You get your dog back, you get your house back. You
and he was about 25, man. This dude is 25, and I'm just saying, all this great talent, man, I got, listen, when I say I have an arsenal of people, but I tell people all the time, if you don't believe, if you don't invest or sow into yourself, watch if somebody else do it. You sowed into your craft, and here it is some 13, 14 years later, I'm able to reach back out to you once I come to a certain plateau in my life you know, and bring you with me. You know, we all eat from the table. You know what I mean?
That. Yes, sir.
And because
that.
You are a talented individual, and I'm just elated to have you on the show, and you know that your number was still the same. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I
believe in being, you know, steady. You know, because here's the thing, man. We, despite all my drama, despite all the things that I ever did wrong, or all the things that I ever did in the world, whether good or bad, I believe that if I stay steady, God will bring everything that I deserve to me. And there are people that, you know, I would say this. There are people that I've hurt in the world that I want to say I'm sorry to. And if my number stays the same, I can correct it.
There are people in the world
that I done great for. I would need them to come back and tell me that it did work. But
that's
if I stay steady, I'm like a tree. You remember the scripture that says you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water?
That's right.
Shall not be moved.
That shall not be moved in spite of every situation that's coming at you negatively.
Yeah, and then a lot of times people think that negativity is about what people do to you. But sometimes you might be the negative person in your life. And that's why I decided to explain it that way, in the idea that I was the first negative person about my puppet show.
Yeah.
When my uncle and my auntie came to me and they said, man, we got these puppets. We don't want to do this. But I believe that you and your brothers, y'all can do this. And the first thing out my mouth was, me? Dude from the hood?
Yeah.
Holding puppets? Holding puppets in his hand? Come on, man, I got street cred. I can't do this.
Yeah.
But I was the first one. But then once I sat down and started listening and understanding God better, then it was like, man, you step out your comfort zone and you stop trying to honor something that ain't bringing no honor to your house.
Mm.
And you let God bring honor to you. So I had to switch it up. I was like, you know what, man, switch this up, bro. That's not bringing you nothing but jail time and foolishness. So switch it up. Do something that's so far out of the box that you can't do that alone. You definitely need God to make this happen.
Correct.
So,
you know what I mean? When I was in school, you know, I used to, you know, sit and sing, and the girls and stuff used to gather around me. So I used it as a tool to get them women. You know what I mean? The guys would get jealous because I've always been a loner. I've never really hung out with people. You know what I mean? You know, if I hung out with you, it had to be something that was really cool about you. But everybody want to hang out with me. You know what I mean? I'm saying, why does everybody want to hang out with me? I don't really want to hang out with nobody because, you know, it was, I guess God was protecting me then, you know what I mean? Because I've always been gifted. My grandma always, you know, kept me with her, and she used to always tell me that I was like the apple of her eye, and she would always just, you know, spoil me. Not in a bad way, but she showed me so much love and compassion, you know, and I just, you know, as I listen to your story, it reminds me of me when I was coming out, you know what I mean? Because I ain't no squeaky clean brother. I dibbled and dabbled and selling dope and all that stuff right there, but that wasn't for me, so I chose to work three jobs. And because I got married at an early age, and, of course, you know, my first wife, we ain't hang out long because I got married young. But the Lord blessed me, you know, as I grew, and, you know, a lot of people, when they get married, based on feelings, but, you know, I like to make sure certain stuff is in order. And order simply means, you know, we want to have a structure for that companion that we're getting ready to, you know, dive into. But sometimes we can go fast, and when you go fast, you get what you get fast. So I just thank God that he kept me, and I didn't, you know, walk out on some things, you know, in terms of responsibilities and stuff like that. and that he kept me. You know, I had all type of cartels and all kind, and I stayed clear. You know, when they told me I was this and that, I was cool and whatever, and I say, well, thank you, but no thank you. And as a result of that, people call you crazy. Who be your biggest critics? Your family. You know what I mean? The people that's closest to you be the ones that be your biggest whatever, the ones that you think probably would support you the most. They're going to be the ones that are going to deny you the most because they don't believe because they can't see what you see. And so, therefore, why waste your time sharing it with them? So I want to encourage you today as you encourage the world because we're supposed to be a light. He said, let his word be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So you are a light. Regardless of all of the whatever you did in your life, you're supposed to learn from it and grow from it. You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about it. And I'm so proud of who you are. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you believed enough to come and be on the Greg Shell Show that many years ago, and now we're back together on a bigger level and on a bigger platform. So I just want to commend you for that, first and foremost. So I'm really excited about that piece.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. You know, it's amazing how life goes around. You know, I believe that family is that, you know, where it depends on what type of family you come from, because one thing that we cannot choose is we can't choose our family.
Correct.
And meaning by that is that sometimes you come from, a person can come from a negative family, and a lot of things that they say to you could be something that keeps you down. But then you can come from a positive family, and a lot of things that they say to you can keep you up. All right, so let me explain it. Maybe I didn't explain it well. Let me say it like this. I could tell my brother, you a fat-haired boy. From a negative family, fat-haired boy could mean that he would never be in shape. He could never do anything.
Correct.
From a positive family, I could tell you a fat-haired boy. But it's received in the idea that you got a fat head, you need to be playing football. And then you become
you
a superstar.
Good.
You understand what I'm saying? So
I
it's
understand.
Like,
it's how that individual receives it. You know, I received a lot of negative stuff, but I turned it into a positive. Me, it gave me fuel. Somebody told me what I couldn't do, and I'm already looking at what I'm doing. You know what I mean? They're telling me, he need to quit dreaming. I'm saying, man, am I dreaming? I have a CD. I have a TV show. I have a radio show. You know what I mean? So who dreaming? It ain't me. It just ain't caught up yet. Well, you know, but I ain't dreaming.
And the more that you continue to dream, the more that you saw that out of all of those, because you can have people that sit around the same table. You can have a family that the mama cooked the same food for everybody, and they sit down, and one of those children can come out malnutrition.
You
just
better
because
see.
They don't, just because they won't eat the food right?
Correct.
Or they picky about everything, right? But we can take that food. You know, me being raised, like I said, by my father, man, great dad, man. You know, I make that joke about him. You know, he was a great dad. My dad gave me a good life as a young kid. I didn't starve. I didn't have any issues like that. You know, so we sat around and we had the same food. Now, me being a knucklehead kid, when I was a knucklehead kid, I got in trouble.
Correct.
Although my other brothers, they didn't. Right, because we were
the black
on the same
sheep.
Table. I was the black sheep. I was the one that's not.
Me too.
You know, I came out a little mad.
Black good sheep. I was the one go make. You know, if something go down, I'm gonna come shake some leaves.
Yeah. You know, and they still to this day they be like crazy Keith. I got a friend from the church. He still call me crazy Keith. I was a little out of pocket most of the time, you know, in a certain sense. But if you let my mom and dad tell it, kid to them. I didn't bring them a lot of problems. Most of my problems happened outside of the house. They didn't know what was going down.
Correct.
I didn't bring a lot of problems to the house until I got arrested And then once I got arrested, I need to call him. And I was like, oh, my God. I think I'm really
you got arrested.
Really...
It was time to call him. Too, huh?
I don't think I'm making good choices. I need parenting.
So wait a minute. Let's go there. Okay. You're a good kid and you're doing all the right things. And so I bet your chest was swollen up when you had to call him and tell him you was arrested.
Come on, man. Hey, look, I had my first job when I was, I'm going to say 12 years old selling candy.
I had my first job when I was 12. Me and you on the same page, brother.
All right. See? So you will understand what I'm about to explain to you. I was already in the mind frame of, I ain't going to depend on nobody. I got to do this on my own, right? So I was in that mind frame early. And so by the time I got to 18 years old, I was already driving. I had my own car. I had graduated high school early. I was going to college. I was making pretty much decent choices. You know, I didn't bring a lot of problems into my daddy's doorstep until I was in college. That's when I started acting a little bit different. Come on, man. And them girls was different. It was a little bit more fine than the other ones. You know, it was a lot of things going on. And so our brother was making a little bit of, you know, choices that wasn't, you know, advantageous to my future.
Correct.
And so at any rate, I made some, you know, I made some decisions that made life challenging that could have probably been a lot easier if I just listened to my daddy and told me, you don't need no girlfriend right now. I just finished college and, you know, do what you do. And so today, as I look back at all the things, what happened was as I grew older, of course, more independent, got my own place, got, you know, my own car. I'm doing – and at this time, I'm only 22 years old.
Man,
you know,
you sound,
so I'm
man,
feeling
man,
myself
man,
a little
bit. Man, you mimicking
bit.
Each other.
Yes, sir. So I'm feeling myself a little bit. So you understand what that's like at 22 years old. You got your own place. You know what I mean? You got your own car.
That's me.
You know, and
that's
how
– wait a minute. You got the same. We got some same stories. Let me do this. Let me put a pen in it. I got my CFO on the line all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, and I want him to say hi to my new brother, my friend, one of the first individuals to be on the Greg Shell Show. Brother Grace, what's happening, man? Happy Monday. I got the puppeteer on the line, Keith. The puppeteer, man, he's going to go on tour with your boy Greg Shell. What's happening, man?
Bless. How you doing, sir?
Bless, sir. I'm doing wonderful.
I thought I smelled Similac. Somebody said they 20-some years old. I thought I smelled some Similac and stuff, you know, so I wasn't really 100% sure, you know. I thought I heard a baby bottle drop. I wasn't sure, you know, but I can't even remember when I was 20-something years old. Heck, I can't even remember when I was 15 because I had so much stuff going on. Boy, look at here. So I can't
even
understand it, you know.
He wasn't 27. He was 22.
That's what I'm saying, but when I was when I was 22, I was reckless. I was real reckless. So, for you to still be standing here, you're a miracle. You're a miracle. So, my hat's off to you. And you now you got your head on right. Come on now, keep doing what you're doing, young man. Keep doing what you're doing.
I was about to say my Osh Bosh Gubosh, which is children clothes. I don't know if y'all know that, but Osh Gosh Bagosh became oh my gosh, he got the God. So a lot of things change.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was about to introduce Brother Grace. Brother Grace out of he's Well, Cole, he's one of our co-hosts right here on the Greg Shell Show. He was out handling some business, and we got DJ Prayer. She's all the way out of Texas. She's normally on the line too, but she's out handling business as they're getting ready for the launch of Trail Rock Radio, trailrockradio.com. But Brother Gray's got a new TV show coming on our platform called GraceAid.Church. And I want him to go ahead and explain to the world a little bit about GraceAid.Church and how any ministries can get involved with that. Go ahead, Brother Grace. You got the line.
Yes, sir. GraceAid.Church is a dynamic vision. I can't even take credit for it. It's something that God placed in my spirit. You know, GraceAid.Church is mainly to help ministries. And when we partner together, we're able to do that. One of the things I've come to realize, I got a phone call just last night about ministry needing funds to purchase a building. And one of the things I've come to realize is that money don't grow on trees, but we already knew that. We know money don't grow on trees, so, you know, but the thing about it is some folks think so, you know, but in order to grow a ministry, it takes money. You know, and one of the things that I love about our ministry is we sold back 10% of all the tithes we take in. How can we ask the congregation to sow in 10% if they're able to, and we not do the same thing? So we do more than 10. We just sometimes do 15, do 20, you know. But the thing about it is, if you're a ministry and your ministry is looking to renovate, your ministry is looking to expand, your ministry is looking to buy some land to grow its ministry, has that vision ahead of time. That's what Great Saves Our Church is all about. And then not only that, one of the things I love most of all, I'm so dear to, is a ministry that has more than three toilets, okay? I'm not talking about one urinal. I ain't talking about two toilets. I'm talking about more than three toilets, okay? Because it's something about walking into a sanctuary and you're praising God, you're worshiping God, and, you know, you done ate something last night, so that's why I don't eat in the morning time before service and stuff. So, you know, I get the praising God, and the stomach get the boiling and stuff, you know, then the Holy Spirit kind of start leaving me, and then I be like, oh, oh, oh. Then I start going into the holies of holies, you know, because, you know, I ain't no old man, but I know when I got to go, you know. I know. And when I got to go, I got to go. I can't wait on somebody else to go. And then I go. I got to go. That's what I say. Got to go. Got to go. It don't say they got to go. It say I got to go. So when I got to go, I got to go. You know. So I need more than two toilets in a urinal. Okay. And if you only have two toilets in a urinal. Look at here. I'm going to go into the women's bathroom. I'll be respectful. I'm not going to show anybody in here. Cleaning team. And the reason why I say cleaning team, because when I finish, they're going to need a cleaning team to spray down the place. You know, so I hope y'all can understand out there in on the radio land, you got to go, you got to go. Back to you, Mr. Gray.
Oh, my God. That's the right there. Oh, my God.
$300,000 to the blessed ministry. That, you know, it's amazing, though. You have 500 people in your sanctuary, and you only have two stalls. Ooh, that is funny. Wait a minute.
That you was right.
What you think about that, man?
That money ain't being used right. How the pastor driving up in a limo, and we only got one bathroom? We not doing this. I'm in the pastor car.
Amen.
That's
amen.
What's happening.
Amen. Amen. He got his own car.
I need the keys. Come on, pastor. I need the keys, sir. What you finna do? I'm finna boo boo in your back seat, sir. Because we I'm being respectful. I'm calling you, sir, and I'm saying pastor. But I got to go take a doodle in your car, sir, because we can't keep doing this.
Oh. Ooh, wee. Dang.
Hey,
man, y'all are funny to me. Now, you ought to do a puppet show about that. That would be amazing. He got an amazing puppet show, Brother Grace. I'm talking
now,
about.
I already got the name. I'm sorry. I already got the name. I'm going to call the puppet
What's
show
the name?
Deuteronomies.
Huh?
Deuteronomies.
I love it. Y'all too late, man. Y'all too late.
I already got the name. That whole show is going to be about Deuteronomies. Open your scriptures up to Deuteronomies, because how many people need to run? And do your okay, anyways, I'm out. All right, that's old. Okay, I'm done. I'm beating the
dead horse on that. That is so funny. So, Brother Grace, tell them about the $25 pitch, you know, how they can pitch their business or their whatever right here on the Greg Shell Show.
One of the most amazing things is that you can put your business out there. I'm talking about not your personal business, but your work business. Okay? I'm talking about like your anniversary, your birthday, your church has an event taking place. You have a book, you have a website you want folks to come to. All you gotta do is reach out to Mr. Greg Shell Show and get your opportunity to put your business out, your work business, being about your business. For $25, where else are you going to be able to pitch your radio show, your TV event, your website, your wedding? You know, I pitch my kids out the house, $25. You know, I call and make an announcement and say, hey, I just want to let everybody know I pitched my son out the house. I had to go back to get him because my wife made me go get him, you know. But, you know, I believe in kicking birds out the nest, you know. My son asked me one day, he said, I had been telling him for years, son. I said, what do you go to school for? To practice? What you practicing for? A job? What you have to finish when you finish school? I got to get out of here. I went through the whole process with him ever since he was 5 years old. And then the joke was going to wait till he in the 12th grade. He got 2 months to graduate, and he's going to ask me the most silliest question it is. Dad, after I graduate, how long do I have? How long do you have? I've been sitting this to you all my life, boy. Since you've been 5, you don't ask me how long. You got 30 days, boy. You got 30 days. One cookie for my little man. You got 30 days. At 30 days, you getting up out of here. I'm breaking the plate. I'm breaking the cup. I'm breaking everything. I'm going to break my neck trying to get you out of here. You are out of here. I hope you understand that. Now, you got a choice. You can do military. I would tell you to aim high. You can do the Navy, but I learned how to swim. You can do the Air Force, aim high. You can do the Coast Guard. All I'm saying is you need to shoot for the sky, shoot for the stars, because I'm here to tell you, I ain't taking care of you no more. Pandemic, epidemic, pandemic, I don't care what it is. You're getting up out of here. I've been preparing you all these years. Find somebody else getting pitched out the house. But you can pitch your business. You go, who's on first? Who's on second? Who's on third? Who's on fourth? Grand slam. Step to the plate and pitch your business for $25. I'm here to tell you. But most of all, you need to do it quick because time is running up. We only got so many time on air time on the air. So you need to go ahead and take care of business, okay? And if you got a child in the house, stop trying to make excuse for him. And he can't find a job. He can't find a job because he's living in your house. Once he's no longer in your house, he'll find a job. Trust me. He will not only find a job, he'll find a part-time job. My son called me one day and said, Dad, I'm low on my cash. I know you're low on your cash because you ain't got but one job. I said, boy, did you know I had two jobs? And I'm married to my wife is a Jamaican, and her family say Grace more of a Jamaican than you are. I said, hey, look here, let me explain something to y'all. My wife is a Jamaican, and I learned something. I learned that if you want to eat, you want to go places, you want to do things, you need more than one job. So I told my son, boy, let me explain something to you. You need to find you another job. You need to leave Burger King and go across the street to McDonald's. When you leave McDonald's, then you need to go to your full-time job. When you lose your full-time job, then you need to do some Uber, some Google, some Uber, whatever you got to do. You just need to do something. But I'm here to tell you, everybody, I had kicked my wife out of the house one time, didn't I realize, so where my wife at? And somebody said, the Holy Spirit said, you kicked your wife out of the house. I had to go get my wife. So I'm trying to tell you, pitch your business, pitch your anniversary, pitch your divorce. I mean your divorce. The word of God said, let no man set a gender. Keep your
wife. Stop this guy from talking.
I can't
stop
have
this
it.
Guy from talking. Please, God. Okay, look, I'm trying my best to not overlap you. Like, it ain't no way you. That's amazing that you've done, dude. All right, sir, I didn't really mean stop you from talking. Keep talking.
Yeah.
That was just me trying to laugh because I don't know how to not laugh.
I have to tell people stop him, but he's been on the road. But let me play his commercial real quick, and we'll be right back. Hold on.
Join us as we ride through the best of country legends and bluesy ballads. Trail Ride Radio's playlist is your front row seat to the soul of the South.
Boy, y'all heard Trail Ride Radio. Now, Brother Grace, I'm trying to get him on a roast, man. I'm trying to get him. We get ready to launch our new situation here on February the 24th. All roads lead to Orlando, Florida. Of course, I'm going to be celebrating my birthday / my anniversary / the launching of the new radio station, my new TV show that's getting ready to debut. I didn't tell you this, y'all. I'm getting ready to be on ABC. ABC Networks in Montgomery, Alabama. They and the CW. Ain't that something?
Wow.
God is just so good, man. And I just want to play this song for both of you guys that's on the line today. This is for everyone that's on the line today. And they love their wife. It's just called Woman's Worth by Maxwell. Maxwell, if you're out there, you know we want to have you on this tour with us in this year right here, 2024. Here it is, Maxwell, A Woman's Worth. We'll be right back with none other than Keith from Life Blessings, as well as the CFO and the host of Grace Saved Our Church right here on the Grace Saved Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Show what I'm telling you. Maxwell, y'all there, of course, you know we want you to get in with us as we get prepared. I'm getting ready to go on tour. God told me 25 cities, so we are excited about that piece and to be able to reconnect with my brother with the puppets. I'm really excited about that. Now, tell them about the puppet world, man. Look like you got your two voices already, three voices you got. Myself, I'm excited about that, you know. And tell them about the puppet world, you know, because I used to love to watch the Muppets. I used to run home to watch the Muppets. I don't know what night of week it came on. I don't know, was it a Thursday or whatever, but I used to love to watch the puppet show with Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy. And this brother got some puppets that are just amazing. Go ahead and tell the world about the puppets, man. Go ahead.
All right, so anyways, we represent a lot of people. The puppet show is very broad. So if you don't like being joked on, don't look at the puppet show, because we're going to joke on your nationality. We're going to joke on your personality. We're going to joke on scriptures. We're going to joke on everything. But the main point behind it is that you're going to understand what it's like to walk in love, and that's the end result.
Correct.
So every puppet, I got a Jamaican dude. This dude is really funny.
He is. Oscar. I seen it last night.
And Oscar, you know, he's just a young Jamaican dude. He got braids in his hair. I mean, like, he got them all twisted up because he from Miami. You got to understand, Miami dudes. Twisted up braids that look beautiful. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he know how to talk the talk. Yeah, you know.
You go ahead and do some of his talk.
I don't play no games. And my half I tell you right now, you're stuck. And you're going to get stepped on. Now, everybody say, we love Jesus. And that's the end of it.
Correct. Well, what I liked about it was, you know, in all the laughter, just kind of like what we do on the Greg Shell Show, in all of the laughter and all of the joking, whatever, there's a realization to it that brings you back to who Jesus Christ is. And that's what we all about. We laugh and joke, but the moral of the story is elevating the word of God in the right relationship. So I'm really excited about it. Brother Grace had me going, man. He is so funny to me.
I wanna ask you, Brother
Grace.
You know, as far as what you guys do, Grace, right? So Grace, what you guys do, I'm sorry?
He want to hear your background, Brother Grace. Go ahead and give him your background. Tell him a little bit about who you are.
Okay, I'm Brother Grace. I do church funding. I do commercial funding. I do large projects funding. I do investment type funding. When people have a project and as long as they have means of paying the funds back, and I can get them funded, okay? The lenders want to make sure that they can get their money back. How is my money secure, okay? What if it rains that night? What if it's a storm that night? How am I going to get my money back? That's what's important. And then not only that, I'm trying to tell you.
Are you a loan shark or a barracuda?
I just play the music, okay? We're better than here. We're here playing the music.
I was being facetious.
No, you're fine. So that's a good question. That's a great question. I get them to the dance floor, and I bring them both together, and I say, now is y'all time to dance? I go sit down, okay? I don't hold no grown folks' hands. Because what they're doing, that's your specialty, that's their specialty. Protect your interests, and I'm going to sit down, okay? So that's the most important thing. But if it's dealing with fundraising, if it's dealing with finding houses and building houses for veterans, that's what I do. I believe in helping folks. I believe in being a blessing. I believe in helping ministries to touch the community. And that's basically what I like to do, sir.
Hey, that's
real
what's
good
up, man.
real good. And, you know, also have a, you know, it's a lot of different facets to where we're going as we're getting prepared for the new movie title In the Pastor's Study. I'm really, really excited about that. I want to give some love shouts out to Kirk Capone Productions all the way out there in Texas, her and her husband, Rizzy Capone, as we get prepared for the launch of the new movie, the stage play, the TV series In the Pastor's Study, coming to a theater in a city near you. Also, we have the new Trail Ride Radio. It is coming, you guys. Of course, for an extended version of all different types of country western music. If you are an advertiser or a sponsor, been trying to get your product to the next page, we are that platform to help it go and grow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Really excited about a lot of great things. We're getting ready to do the Greg Shell Show tour. We're going to be doing dinner and a show with none other than my personal chef. His name is Chef Gino Tyus Sherman, and the name of the restaurant piece is called Gino's Best Taste It, which is a brand new TV show that's going to be coupled with the Greg Shell Show along with Life Lessons puppet shows, and whoever else we decide to bring on the road with us. I'm looking at Ruben Studdard or maybe Maxwell. And we are really, you know, we reaching out. What you think about that, brother? What y'all think about that? It's time now. I've been on ice for 11 years. I'm ready to come out. I done came out of the deep freeze.
I don't know. Hello? Am I supposed to talk first, or are you going to talk first? Because I want
y'all to raise your hand. Who want to raise their hand like we did in school?
Anybody see my hand raised? My hand
I
raised.
See your hand raised. You can raise your hand. I can't
somebody,
see it, but
see
I believe it raised.
Anybody? Hey, sir, I'm excited about the future. And I can say this, you know, the devil constantly reminds you of your failures. And if there's anything that I can give to you, to this world today, is that you have to look at life percentage-wise. Who is the most successful at keeping life? It's Christ. Who is most successful of keeping death? It's the devil. But they are not equal, because after death is life. So the only one that's winning percentage-wise is Christ. To our own personal life, we have to understand that. We don't make mistakes every single solitary day. We make good choices. We might make some bad choices, but those bad choices are not outweighing our goodness. So you have to remember that every day you still are good, based off of the Father's love that's passing through you. So if we remember that we're good, we won't get caught up in the idea that we might be bad. So,
oh, that's good.
What you
that
got,
man.
Right? So if I'm saying it properly, if I understand,
say it the way you want to say it. Say it the way you want to say it.
You understand
it?
So I need not only you, but also Brother Grace, who's doing amazing work. Because I'm just so like, what in the world? There's people out here helping churches? Because churches are supposed to be dying today. According to how the world is working today, churches are supposed to be dying. But there is a person that's receiving from God an idea on how to build them and bring them back, and to make Christ Jesus, not just Jesus. I'm not talking about the, all right, I don't know, I'm going to get in trouble if I say that. I'm just getting in trouble. We're not talking about the Antichrist. We're not talking about the one that looks like a white guy. We're talking about the original one, the one that really died for your sins, the one that carries love and not hate and not destruction. Because you got to understand, he's the same today as he was yesterday. And he never killed a soul the entire time he was here.
That's right.
He never hurt any. The only thing that he ever cursed was a plant. But a plant ain't got life. A plant ain't got life like that. Plant didn't do what it was supposed to do. That's the only thing. But everybody else, no matter how bad or whatever the situation was, he healed you and he cared. That is a God. He don't need nothing from you. He just told you, don't even worry about it. I'm not asking you to do nothing except love one another. And that's the only thing that we're supposed to do. I love the thing that you got going on, Minister Grace. I love what my brother Greg got going on. I love y'all. And they,
well, let me
the
clap
idea
you up,
is that
brother,
we should do that.
That's just powerful. I gotta clap that up right there.
We love you too, bro. We love you too.
We love you, man.
Yeah, so once I... Oh, man, this crowd big. Golly, man, that's a big crowd, dog. I ain't even know that was going on that big. All right, so what I'm trying to say is once I get on this... I appreciate you for understanding that I was just, you know, sensualizing something that, you know, it was amazing. So what I'm trying to say to y'all is that I really believe that no matter what, if God gave you a plan, it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
No matter what. And we have to walk in love. There is no other way. No other way. Now, the misunderstanding of love is that it might look like love is foolish and love is stupid. Love don't understand nothing. But we're talking about a power that created everything in existence. So, yeah, it understands. Yeah, it got it. All you got to do is just listen. And he will show you how to be you. So, last ending of the statement is, it's okay to be you. It's okay to be me. We ain't got to change ourselves except to become better and walking in love. Now, if there is anything that I would say, that's when you clap me up, nigga. You slow.
Let me clap you up now, Dan. You ain't saying nothing. Slick on the grid.
There you go, my man. Clap him up, Greg. Clap him up.
That's the truth. He the star of the show. Yeah, go ahead and laugh it up. Brother Greg, what you thought about those inspiring words by our new brother, you know, right here on the Greg Shell Show?
You know, everything that we need is in the house. You told me how long you've been knowing this brother and how long y'all been together. Everything that we need is in the house. You know, just like DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer has so many things for the people, and all of them, they're in the house. She has access to them. That's what that means, in the house, everything. So if someone is struggling and you really need help, and these are some tough times, you know, some of us don't see it, and some of us had not prepared for it, because one of the things that we do is we look at where we are right now, but we need to go back and look what we was doing before we got to where we are. And that's the reason why they can't see how things have changed for the good, is because they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing then, and that's why they have what they have now. So, hey, call it what it is. I teach my young man this right here. That you do today will affect your tomorrow. If you didn't do nothing
right
today, don't expect nothing tomorrow. Don't expect nothing
that's
tomorrow.
Right.
Suck it up. Suck
that's
it up.
Real talk.
Back to you, sir.
Hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Greg Shell Show. Of course, we know that we got a few more minutes left in the show, and we are a show about encouraging and bringing positive change. We do have TV shows, movies, music, everything to help you get to the next page. But, of course, there is a seed. You got to sow a seed in the ground in order to reap a harvest. a lot of people, this brother sold $125 way back then. And, you know, when 125 was 125, you know what I mean? That was a big struggle. But if you really want something out of life, you got to push yourself toward it. And you never know how that seed is going to come back and grow and bring joy back to you. The Bible says, you know, you have mustard seed faith. If you have faith of a mustard seed, and you plant. And you believe that God's going to enlarge your territory. You're going to go through some challenges and some things along the way. But I do know that it'll take you where you need to go if you get out of the way and be still and let God be your guide. And I'm just so elated to have you guys on the line. DJ Prayer, wherever you're at, I know you getting it in, because we all been getting it in our own way, even life lessons. And I do believe that this is the season that God is going to use us to help usher in the new Jerusalem, because there is a life after death. And, you know, the Bible say when you leave this earth, you know, when you die, or they call it transition, you are just only asleep if you are in Christ. But if you are not in Christ and you die in that state, you are totally separated from God spiritually. And so that's hell. That's you know, that's torment. That's the gnashing of teeth and all that stuff like that, but people that don't want to talk about. So we do keep it real here, and we do enjoy it, because in Ecclesiastes 3, the Bible says there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. So I'm glad that God is carefully doing what he's doing. And we are just excited for this 2024 year. Now, what are some things you are expecting, life lessons in this 2024 year, as we get ready to close out the show?
All right, I'm expecting nothing but awesomeness, because that's what my father promises every day of my life. I was telling my dad, he had heart surgery, and I was telling him that the God that had been healing you from the first time that you fell down and scraped your knee is still the same God that's been healing you.
Hallelujah.
And he does everything. All right, so, but at the same time, I would like to end it with this weird behind question, because I'm just that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to twerk for Jesus?
Is it okay to twerk for Jesus? Now, I don't know where that one is. You know, I don't think there's never a stupid question, because people ask all kind of questions.
Y'all
want to
answer that one? You want to answer that one?
Go ahead and answer it for the great.
This talks about a man that danced out his clothes. Okay? What's in you will come out of you. If that's the only dance you know, then guess what? That's what's going to come out of you. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever
you
in you, it's going to come out of you. It's going to come out of you. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to come out of you. Back
yeah.
You
man,
I like
it. I love it.
Look, for me, just being a puppeteer and a comedy kind of guy, I would have said, what's in you going to come out of you? And,
huh?
I would have put the word A in there, like with the A, with the S-S, but, you know, I'm failing this.
A-Z-Z.
Because it's
you
probably
can say
children.
A-Z-Z.
It's probably children. It's probably children hearing this. All I'm just saying is, like, freaking thank you, sir, for answering that question. So, yes, it's okay to twerk for Jesus, obviously.
Yeah, it's okay. He said, let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Now, whatever your talent is, your gift, like Brother Grace just said, well, then you're going to come at you. So if you were shaking and bouncing, as long as you ain't bouncing and shaking it on somebody, you know what I mean? Bouncing and shaking, I think you're
No. We're not talking about doing it for somebody. We're talking about doing it for God. So when you hold...
That's what I'm talking about.
Like
that's
Mary,
what I just
Mary,
said. I said
Mary,
that,
Mary,
you know,
Mary,
long you ain't doing it and doing it for the wrong reason. You know what I mean? You shaking it because you're trying to be seen. That's one thing. But if you shaking it because Spirit of the Lord is good to you and you just want to bounce around, that's one thing. But if you shaking it because you see some brothers over there looking at that whatever you got bumping, because, you know, it be swole up sometimes. You know, look like some bees being hit on both sides and be swole.
All right. Okay, and look, man, I love y'all brothers a lot, but the answer to that is no. Not okay. I love y'all, man, because y'all understand the comedy level of things that's going on. The answer to that question is god dang no. Jesus is not interested. He is not interested.
Man, you put your hand in the puppet's butt, and you're going to tell me nobody can't twerk?
No!
Man, where you find this guy from? Sir, hey, if I ain't learned how to praise the Lord, guess what? That's what I'm going to do. But it's okay. Put that get on stage and see. I've got my own muffin.
I got you. Dude, it's okay to put your hands up a puppet butt. But once you start putting your hand up other people's butt because they
twerk,
you got to calm that down, my nigga. What I'm trying to explain to you is,
ain't nobody got their hand up nothing, dude. They be putting their hand on it when they be moving around like that.
So, look, your explanation of life is, Jesus was like, I need to make a booty that looks so goddamn good. I want to throw dollars at it.
Yeah, we got 60 seconds before we shut out. We got to continue this. Any closing remarks, like lessons while you're on the air? We got less than 60 seconds.
Yes, sir. Okay, anyways, man, I love everybody. Y'all do your thing. Remember grace. Remember that life lessons is coming to you, you know, from every city, everywhere in the world. We love y'all, and all we want to do is remind y'all that Jesus lives and he saved you.
Amen. Brother Grace, close your box.
All I got to say is I love you too, brother. Dialogue and communication is the best thing we can ever have. Because the people I reach, you may not be able to reach. And the people that you reach, I can't reach. So we all got to do our part in reaching folks. Back to you, gentlemen.
Hey, y'all, I want to thank you for tuning in this episode of The Greg Shell Show. You can go back and listen to this broadcast live by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Greg Shell Show. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys, willing, same time, same station. Keep it locked. God bless. Bye-bye.